And the recording has been restarted at 11:29, actually.
Thank you. All right, so we are at agenda item number 10, board business and report.
Well, first thing on the agenda is our newly appointed board member, Dr. John Hike. A welcome and an introduction. Dr. Hike, if you would like to let us know a little bit about yourself, let the board know a little bit about you, and everyone can join in.
Fantastic. Thank you all. Appreciate it. And I'm program director for Northern Arizona University's physical therapy program for two campuses. I live in Flagstaff. I'm married to a physical therapist. I have two kids. I went to Shenandoah University for PT school, and then got my PhD up in Provo, Utah. And I practice on an ongoing basis pro bono when I have time. And I'm very excited to be here on the board. Anything else that you want to know?
Welcome, Dr. Hike. We're glad you're on the
board. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome to the team. Is there anyone on the board that you don't know that you'd like to know a little more about?
I was chatting a little bit with Veronica in terms of this morning, and I'm sure they'll get to know you all. Looking forward to perhaps in the future that we would have face-to-face meetings. I understand the convenience of having meetings through this virtually, but that would be super cool to sort of get to know you all as we go through the process of working together.
Great. Okay, well, if there's any other questions for us, you know, we've got PTs and PTAs and, you know, and public members who happen to both be attorneys, which I find very helpful. I'm very grateful for their experience and expertise in these sorts of dialogues. So,
absolutely.
You know, but if you need anything, Judy and Mr. Harris and Mindy, they're just, Monica and Veronica, they're just amazing. So,
I've seen that already, and I appreciate it.
Amazing. Okay, great. For board president report. Oh, board president report. Me?
You?
Oh. wait. I have something. Okay, so I had asked. Let me pull it up. You guys, is it? It's in our board materials, right? The administrative meeting report.
It should just be simply in the materials at this point.
Just mm-hmm. Materials.
It's a draft.
I hope you know that since being placed in the position of board chair, one of my biggest goals for us as a board has just been educating us on how to efficiently be a board, what different things mean, so that when we have licensees in front of us, you know, we're really intentional and asking our questions and hearing and making motions and deciding on any actions that we take. And so one of the things I had asked the staff to do was just sort of put together for us a resource around what is the difference between a consent agreement and a board order. When we're thinking about actions, whether especially particularly around disciplinary actions, why would we go with one necessarily over the other, right? And so Judy did a great job, I think, of putting together, I'm just trying to pull it up. I remember seeing it, but no, I don't see it.
It's in your...
Is it called Consent Agreement Term Options?
It's, it's titled as 10B1 Draft Comparison CA versus BO.
Okay, got it. Great. And so I don't know if you've had a chance to review this as a resource, but I wanted to let you know that it is in there for you. And I think one of the biggest takeaways for me in learning the difference between the two is that when we're first presented in an initial review with an extensive amount of investigation that Mindy always provides for us, If we don't need additional investigation, we theoretically should have all of we need in front of us to make a decision without moving to an informal hearing. Or of course, if it's egregious enough, move to a formal hearing. And so for me, and having been on the board now for a few years and kind of walking through these things, one of the biggest factors in a consent agreement versus a board order is just providing an opportunity for the licensee or the certificate holder to just start moving forward with whatever it is that they need to do to get back to their practice, whether that's CEUs or what. They have all received, of course, the investigative report. They've had an opportunity to respond. And we typically always put in there that if they don't agree with the consent agreement, it'll be then moved to an informal hearing in which they have a hearing and they can come before the board of the hearing and whatnot. But they've been given pretty much everything they need. And so just trying to decide between a board order and a consent agreement, I just wanted to make sure you had all the information as you're kind of deciding and more deliberating on what steps to take next. Okay. Did I do an okay job, Mr. Harris? It's not my.
No, you did. You did great. You know, there. And I don't know if any of the board members have any questions regarding, you know, the difference. But as Dr. King said, you know, so many times you have all the information. You know, the licensee has been given every opportunity to present their, you know, their information. You have. Generally, in almost every case, their interview that was conducted during the course of the investigation. And if you think you can resolve it at an initial interview, you do have a tool, you know, and that is to offer a consent agreement. And if the licensee or the certificate holder is willing to, you know, enter into the consent agreement, then it's over. And sometimes, you know, the licensee or certificate holder kind of prefers to bring, you know, closure sooner rather than later to something, you know, that is hanging over him or her like a complaint before, you know, their licensing or certifying board. And of course, if they don't, that's their prerogative. And then you move the case along as you deem appropriate. Typically, that's inviting them in for an informal hearing. But there's really no downside to offering a consent agreement at an initial interview, assuming that you believe you have all of the facts. And I think that's really, you know, kind of the important question that each of you as a board member would need to, you know, to ask yourself. Are you comfortable making a dispositive motion at this juncture in the proceeding? Or is there more information or people that you want to hear from prior to doing that?
And I'll just add, over the last 6 months, I changed my procedures and I build enough time into when I finalize my draft of my investigative report to notify the licensee certificate holder that it's ready. They can request a copy. Often they do. And then I have time built in for them to respond back to me, because if what they respond back to me in that after reviewing the investigative report changes my analysis, I will change my conclusions and analysis. If it doesn't substantially change it, it's always included as an exhibit, any written response that they provide. But if it was previously unknown and now through this response to the investigative report, they make something more aware to me, I will defer it another month so that what you're getting is transparent. It's what the complainant is going to see, exactly what you're going to see. Mm-hmm. If that helps.
Thank you. Okay. Well, and like any of the other resources that we have put together for us as a board, if there's ever a question, you can always reach out to Mindy or Judy and ask for clarification, and I'm sure that they will help answer your questions, you know, with Mr. Harris as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for putting that together. Judy, I appreciate that as a resource.
No problem. Let me know if any questions arise as it moves forward.
Okay.
This will be As long as it meets with the expectations, it will be dropped into the board's consolidated drive in those administrative documents folder, just to be available to you anytime.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. We are at the executive director report.
All right. So what you will notice was included in your packet is that the Senate Bill 1312 has been passed and signed into law. The result of that is that the definitions of associated with ARS 32-2001 is modified slightly, but with the addition of the ability for ordering musculoskeletal imaging consisting of plain film radiographs. The passage of this bill also included the development of another piece of statute, which is 32-2041.01, which is specific then to this this addition into the Practice Act, outlining a little bit about how the radiographs should be managed. So the physical therapist can order them. The imaging is to be performed by a healthcare practitioner authorized appropriately. It's listed out. I won't read you the whole thing. And subject to radiological interpretation. And then if the results the results are to be provided to a referring medical provider if there is one, and if not, and if the physical therapist feels that there is something that would require that type of referral, then the therapist is given a requirement to actually see that through. So that's basically what's been added. It's, of course, as any new piece of legislation, it's new. It's causing questions, not so much yet directly to us. I anticipate that perhaps the Arizona chapter of APTA is getting some questions about this, as they were the sponsors of the bill in the first place. So as with any new element, any new law that comes before you, we don't typically see it as a board until something goes awry, potentially. But this is a new addition. It's not yet in your books. The changes to 32-2001 is also not in your books. Feel free to print out these documents and add them to your books. We will be in the process of trying to update the books. That will take a little bit of time, though, so I don't want the lag to prevent you from having the information. So feel free to print those out and add them to your existing books. At this point, I imagine just any kind of questions, any kind of discussion with respect to this. We're open to any of that. Dr. Hike?
Yeah, this was discussed in the state meeting last Saturday, and it was recommended that anyone that had questions would contact the president, Brian Schmitz. And I'm not sure, and here, this is the question, if we would want to post this on the website. I'm not, and so it's I know it's final, but in terms of looking for it, and when you go to search for AZGov, it's not there. When you go to the state board site, it's not there. So I'm getting questions. And of course, my suggestion is just like what happened in the meeting this past Saturday, is I'm deflecting those to the president. Is that what we should do as a licensing board member?
Well, I have just added this to our list of statutes. So it is on the board. I did that last week, I think, towards the end of the week, it all blurs. Okay. But we do have a listing of statutes and rules that are available. So if you go to the board's website and you use the resources menu, if you're looking for any kind of detail about just about anything on the board's website, go to the resources menu because that opens up the various pages. We've got, you know, new applicants, other types of applications, you know, renewals, reinstatements, those kinds of things. We've got a statutes and rules page. We've got a continuing education page. We've got a supervision page. We've got all of those resources on there under that resources heading. So this is on the statutes and rules page. 32.2001 automatically posted because all of those links lead to azledge.gov. And this new one, the 32-2041.01, is a new one that had to be linked to our website so it could then link forward. So it is. It's there now. So anybody is free to look that up. I've also been in conversation with Brian Schmitz, and we've been talking about this type of thing, and APTA is looking forward towards educating on this type of process, what this means, what this can mean, which is the purview of the association, to extend the education for the profession, the advancement of the profession. So if anything, after things are drafted, if it's appropriate, if it's something we're able to post on the website as a resource, we can look into that. But at this point, the resource that we have is the statute language itself. So that's been placed on the board's website.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. Moving forward, just a reminder that the FSBPT annual meeting is coming up. Travel begins tomorrow. Mr. Greer is going as our delegate. I'm going as the board administrator. I believe Mr. Leone, as the alternate delegate, may attend some of the virtual sessions if available. He was unable to travel to the meeting this year. It will include, of course, the annual meeting. There was a delegate assembly. There will be voting later this week, but the meeting itself is the 27th through the 30th, and it also includes the PT Compact Commission meeting. So it will be a packed full weekend. If I know anything about the FSBPT, it will be packed from morning till night. So we'll be
busy. No time for Disneyland. Sorry, Judy. No.
Darn.
Maybe you could do dinner at Downtown Disney or something.
There we go.
Dr. King, are you going?
You know, I was going, but because of this little surprise trip to a conference in Baltimore this last week, I just can't be gone again. And so I have rescinded my RSVP as a yes. So I won't be there. It'll be the first one I've missed in a long time. So I'm really sad.
I was just wondering if we're going to have quorum issues.
I'm not there. So I think it'll just be you, and Giovanni's virtual somewhat. So I think you should be okay.
Yep.
I'm speaking at it.
You're speaking? What are you speaking on?
The importance of public members.
Congratulations, very good. Josh. Nice. Somebody's record that.
I think they record
everything. I too will be speaking as the we'll be forwarding the data, data or course data discussion.
So good. It won't be long till it's time to like reconvene as a committee on workforce data, just with this new, you know, now that we've got the renewal done. Peggy,
you are right on target.
Peggy, if you're on here somewhere. Okay, I'm ready.
Happy to hear about it.
Yeah.
Spread the word, as you say.
Yeah. Honestly, can't wait to see the comparison, to be honest with you. It's going to be super fascinating.
So, but we will definitely agendize that. That is something that is in the very near future, I would imagine. So.
As long as we have Megan, we'll be okay.
Absolutely. So then, is there any questions, any thoughts, anything that needs to go with us to annual meeting?
No. I'm hoping that you do hear a little more about maybe they'll present on, or maybe we can ask about that shifting the ADA applications, considerations, and approvals over to the SDPT and off of our plate as a board.
That is one of the things already at the very top of my list to, okay. to inquire
right.
about.
Good.
It doesn't mean I'll get any answers or answers that
right.
we're going to enjoy yet, but I will ask the
fingers crossed for you. Okay.
My only comment is go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be awesome.
So, Josh, for what it's worth, the last two talks I've done in the last month on board issues, I have expressed the importance of public members in the functioning of the board and how that you truly enhance my mm-hmm. Perception of what's happening. Mm-hmm. I view things in a certain way, and you can absolutely make me say, oh, yeah, from a public member's perspective, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody brings their perspective. It's great to see it. It's great to see it all in motion. So then moving on, if there's no further questions, comments, or discussion about the annual meeting, the licenses, certifications, and registrations, we had another banner month, 79 newly issued licenses and certificates. We, of course, had 15 of the reinstatements coming in at the closure of renewal. It's typical to see some reinstatements kind of bump up. So there were 15 of those just in September. No new business entity registrations were on the opposite cycle with business entities. They will renew next August. And then we had one additional newly issued PT interstate telehealth registration. And I should be able to tell you the total. I think it's 5 PTs and 1 PTA right now that have an interstate telehealth registration. Ms. Crowley, if you know different numbers, let me know, but I believe that's where we're standing right now.
Yeah, that's correct. The 5 is correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Any questions about those? Concerns, thoughts? Okay.
Are there any future agenda items that anyone would like to talk about having added to agendas? No? Okay. Then do we have a motion to adjourn?
I second.
Okay. Judy?
It has been moved and seconded. Are you sure you don't want some discussion?
Can you step on that?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, thanks.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 11:52 a.m.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
Y'all are doing a great job. John, welcome to this August party.
Great collaboration.
Thank you, guys. The recording is going to also stop at, now it's 11:53, so we'll stop the recording.
All right.